Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have the first and last name as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
I don't think I have an email address on this. I have the mailing address. The name is Vonetta White.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's what the first person I was talking to, she's turned me over to you, but I explained it before.
I understand. I'm just looking over the account to see if any of the information matches, and I have to verify it with you, being that you were transferred to the fraud department. Now, the email address that we have is WrenDancer@AOL.com.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and the telephone
Why
number,
do you need my email address?
I don't need your email, ma'am. I'm verifying it with you, which means we already have it.
Yeah, too bad, because I generally don't do stuff
Okay,
online.
It looks as though a survey was taken for... A survey was taken for to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, well, no. I don't understand. See, you're the third person I've talked to about this 4989. First of all, I called MasterCard, and MasterCard is the card that was, I had it on. And, of course, they're from something else, you know, Bank of America. And then I called the number that is on my bill for MasterCard. And that's when I talk with the other woman. So you're the third person I've talked to for $49.89. And I say to you, I don't know what this is all about. I haven't taken a survey or whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll go ahead and process a one-time courtesy full refund back to the account, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I hope so.
You'll receive an email confirming that as well. That's why I wanted to verify that email address with you.
I see. Okay. Because I don't do anything online. I'm 90 years old. I don't do stuff online. I write a check. And that's why I was getting ready to write a check to Bank of America. And I looked at this. I said, I don't know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. I just hope this works out and I won't have to call another person about it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, if there's nothing further, I do thank you for contacting customer support and you have a wonderful day.
And where are you located, may I ask?
Oh, I'm located in Alabama.
Okay, the other person, I had a hard time understanding her, and it could have been weird different parts of the country. I'm in
okay.
North Carolina. And I saw on this, it says Texas.
Yes.
TX, and I've lived in Texas, too. That's where I'm very attuned to different accents. And I said, oh, heavens, I don't understand what this woman is saying. But, okay, we'll see. I hope I don't have to call you again. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, you're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.